At the wedding feast in Cana, the blessed mother is mentioned first. Jesus seems to be there because of Mary's friend to the couple being married. It is important to note that where Mary is invited, where she is honored, there will Jesus be found. In this page of the Gospel, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the key guest. She is the key reason that Jesus was invited. You probably noticed that the name of the couple being married is not mentioned. Friend. It means that the event that took place at this wedding is much more important than the banquet itself. It was something beyond this particular couple. No names are used except the names of Mary and Jesus, because this particular marriage sets the stage for what happens between the Son of God and all humanity. The Son of God, of course, is Jesus. Humanity is represented first by the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the first of all mankind to be saved by Jesus through her Immaculate Conception. The rest of humanity is represented by the others who receive Mary's instruction at the wedding: do whatever he tells you. Dear friends, in Cana, God wants to join himself permanently to humanity in love. And so, this can symbolically be called a marriage. Since his greatest sacrificial love is expressed on Calvary, Calvary can be considered the height of the marital commitments. So, what is happening at this wedding is much, much bigger than the marriage of an individual couple. While Mary points out to him the lack of wine, Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, what is that to me and to you?" It would be totally inaccurate, and superficial to consider this to be a rebuke towards Mary, as if Jesus is upset with her. What Jesus does here is nothing like that. When he calls Mary woman, it's because what she is doing, she is doing on behalf of all humanity. She is the new Eve. Eve, in the Garden of Eden, was the mother of all the living. And that is what her name means. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the new Eve, begging the new Adam, Jesus, to hasten the hour that will restore humanity to its fullness, bring humanity eventually back to glory. Calling Mary woman acknowledges the significant place of Mary at the front of all humanity. Jesus will call her woman at the cross, as he gives the beloved disciple John to her. There also, he is doing something quite symbolic, that involves more than John and Mary, that Acts involves all of humanity. Dear friends, Jesus questioned, "Woman, what is that to me and to you?" is a question packed with wonder and the realization that the time has come for a manifestation of God that will begin the wedding process leading up to Calvary. What is that to me and to you? It is a program for the salvation of humanity. You are asking me to fulfill the Father's will, His plan for the salvation of mankind. But no, you love me more than any mother could love a son. You are asking me to begin the ministry that will lead to my death. It will reveal the glory that many will accept for their salvation, but many others will reject it and bring about my crucifixion. What is that to me and to you? Dear friends, it is the world's salvation and nothing else. Notice how silent the miracle seems to be. The Holy Scriptures says nothing about the look of the water or the wine. The wine comes as a quiet surprise that the servant could not perceive before the head waiter actually tasted it. And the text says that this miracle manifested Jesus' glory. Glory need not be the result of thunder and lightning, healings, or other dramatically visible miracles. Glory can be the result of somebody's pious realization that a miracle has occurred. Glory is God's personal impact on us. It is true that when God showed himself from the midst of clouds, accompanied by lightning on Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, there was a great impact on those around the mountain. And we can say that they knew his glory. But it is equally true at Cana that the quiet realization of the transformation of water into wine resulted in a great impact on his disciples and others who became aware of how this new abundance of wine was suddenly given. Dear friends, you and I, if we allow ourselves to realize the crowd miracle that happens on our Father's altar, can know his glory more fully today. Jesus made better wine than what had been drunk thus far in the wedding. This symbolizes that the new wine, which is blood in the Eucharist, is better than anything that was drunk before it. In a few moments, we will encounter Calvary at this altar. We have the privilege of being in attendance at the wedding between God and humanity. humanity. Standing at the foot of the cross, where the Divine Son gives his life for his bride in sacrificial love. Dear faithful, may our hearts be softened and warmed by this miracle. May we receive the glory